This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by Browns staff writer Matt Flajancic. Matt, the Browns are off and running, getting ready to face the defending Super Bowl champions, the New York Giants. Big challenge ahead.
Yeah, Jameer, you're absolutely right. When you look at it, both on the offensive and defensive sides of the football, the Giants offer a lot of challenges. Offensively, it starts with Eli Manning. He's passed for over 1,300 yards and 7 touchdowns. He distributes the ball to a lot of wide receivers, including Victor Cruz and Dominic Hickson. Both young men are having a good year so far. He also hands it off to two productive running backs in Andre Brown and Ahmad Bradshaw. Both young men have visited the end zone a combined 4 times this year. Defensively, it all starts up front with that defensive line for the Giants. You have to find a good balance between the run and passing game to keep them on their toes.
Matt, earlier this week, our guys talked about this defensive line. Let's take a listen.
As good as their front four is, you know, they still like to add extra guys to cover up the back and do some things there. So I would guess as good as they are, and that's probably their plan. They want to rush four and drop the other 7 in coverage and do some things there. You know, they'll rush 5 quite a bit, actually. They'll bring guys, they'll bring Bowley, and they'll bring some guys other than the front four. But they like to sit back and play coverage and match up, you know, man-to-man or cover three, whatever. But they like to get pressure with the front four. But the tape I've watched so far, and I'm just kind of nipping the butt, but I mean, they're bringing 5, quite a bit.
They're big. They're big, and they can clog up that hole. So whatever you do, got to make sure they don't get their hands on you because they're very strong. If they give me the ball, most definitely I got to make something happen for the team. And, you know, anytime we got the ball, my mindset is, hey, we got to get an end zone. We got to get a first down or something. So for me, it's always been a mindset, you know, as an athlete, as a competitor, you know, to try to get an end zone as much as I can.
Well, Matt, it's definitely going to be a handful for guys like Joe Thomas and Mitchell Schwartz and just for the offensive line in general. But on the other side of the ball, it's not going to be an easy task as well. And our defensive coordinator, Dick Geron, had the opportunity to sit down with Browns senior editor Vic Carucci on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, early this week.
Cleveland Browns Daily One-on-Ones, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Happy to be joined right now by the Browns defensive coordinator, Dick Geron. Coach, welcome back to the show.
It's always great to be with you, Vic.
Well, Coach, looking back on last Thursday night's game against the Ravens, the defensive line played so well, and it looked like throughout the game, not only did you have the 4 sacks, but consistent pressure in general. What was the key to the success of that unit?
Well, I think, like you said, they did a nice job. Dwayne Board, Pee Wee, always does a great job preparing them to play, and we're better. We're deeper, so we can rotate a lot more easily. We can keep guys rested, and we can come at people in waves, which we struggled a little bit to do last year. As much as we liked our guys a year ago, we've just gotten better, you know. The young players that we drafted are really helping us, John and Billy. JP, adding JP has really been a big benefit for us. Sure. We're just better, and we're looking forward. Probably another month down the line of getting Phil back, and that'll help us some more.
Yeah, you mentioned quite a bit when we spoke with you during the offseason and during training camp the importance of coming at teams in waves. Discuss why that is so vital and what makes it work. I mean, you obviously need the depth to do it, but what else goes into it?
Well, I think pretty much that. You got to have a lot of confidence in the players you put out there because everybody on that field you're playing against is really outstanding, as you know. But the big guys wear down. I mean, that's a long day in there with, 300-plus pound bodies hitting each other every play and pushing and holding and getting double-teamed. And it's tough. It's tough work. And if we can take the wear and tear off Rube, take some wear and tear off him early in the season, he'll be able to finish strong, and have more left to give us at the end. And they all give us everything they have, but we'll be better served in the long run, if we can do that. And we can now, so we do.
And Jabal Sheard, year 2, everyone talks about it with every position. the difficulty of a player in his second season to duplicate, especially one coming off a strong rookie year that he had, 8.5 sacks last year. The sacks haven't been coming as frequently so far for him, but it looks like he is taking some steps. It looked like the Baltimore game was one of his better performances. Where do you see his performance?
I see him just like I saw him a year ago. I mean, sometimes you get numbers, sometimes you don't, but he's not playing any differently. He comes off the football every snap. He's tough. He's a terrific teammate. So just feel really lucky that we have Jabal Sheard and that we got him where we drafted him. Another outstanding job by our personnel department.
Matt, considering we played last Thursday, we had a little extra time to get ready for the defending Super Bowl champions.
And Jameer, in the last 5 years, the Browns are 3-1 against the reigning Super Bowl champions.
Matt, the Browns got to keep that streak going. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jameer.
Browns fans, this concludes your Cleveland Browns report. For staff writer Matt Flajancic, I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for watching.